Texte numéro 54. Manchester prepares for fall of its Berlin Wall. To some, it is a modernist masterpiece for which any other city in the world would give their right arm. To others, it is a concrete carbuncle that should never have been installed on what was once Manchester's luscious square. Work was set to begin on Monday to demolish the Japanese architect Tadao Ando's only UK work, after sceptics won the battle over what has been called the Mancunian Berlin Wall. Built as part of plans to revamp Manchester after the 1996 IRA bomb attack on the city, Ando's concrete monolith immediately divided opinion. Rather like the statue of Mary Wollstonecraft, the 18th century feminist, in London, the structure offended the mainstream aesthetic. For every architecture student who worshipped the clean lines of Japanese minimalism, there were many members of the public who complained the structure was an eyesore that provided too much camouflage for drug dealers lurking in the shadows. Most recently, it has served as a canvas for protests against the government's treatment of the north of England during the COVID pandemic, having been graffitied with the gnomic phrase, "The North is not a petri dish." In 2014, the Manchester Evening News launched a campaign to get rid of the wall after three quarters of its readers said they hated it. Older Mancunians reminisced about the square's previous life as the flower-filled sunken gardens, which themselves degenerated into a haven for drug users. The structure was also blamed for Piccadilly Gardens being described by TripAdvisor as one of Manchester's worst tourist attractions. That year, the council announced plans to disguise it with greenery, saying it would be too expensive to demolish. There were also complications over its ownership, with part of the structure, a pavilion containing a restaurant, being in private hands. But earlier this year, the council announced a change of heart, saying it would in fact knock down the freestanding element of Ando's work. Anyone hoping to witness the drama of a wrecking ball smashing into the structure or planning on bringing their own little hammer to chisel off a souvenir will be disappointed to learn that the demolition will be an incremental late-night affair. Preparatory works were set to begin on Monday, with work to dismantle the wall starting only later this week, a council spokesman said. It will take several weeks as the wall was built on top of various key utilities that will need to be carefully bypassed. It's very easy to use architecture as a whipping boy for lots of much bigger problems, and it's very easy for politicians to stand there and blame architecture rather than doing something about those problems. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.